To Zion now, and last we spoke about the chus of being involved in a mitzvah. That itself is a certain level of schar. So now he writes in those to Zion. Read the bottom. We're going to skip some of the bottom here because there's a whole long beer, but we'll just start off from the bottom now. A piyam of vur le'el shes damnus shel mitzvah he zechil adam. A person encounters a mitzvah, you have to view this as an opportunity to get mitzvah, an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to do chesed. These are not obligations; these are opportunities. Even a mitzvah that a person does only because of a suffix, only because of a doubt, if he has to do that, a person encounters a situation whereby he's suffix whether he has to do the mitzvah or not. The person might think, ah, what's the big deal? It might not be a mitzvah. I don't have to push myself. But chalalav al ha'adam kedushas Hashem yisbarach mitzad kim ritzono yisbarach bevade. So the Tzidkas Tzadik writes that since you're acting upon the requirement of Hashem, meaning we don't know if the guy's chayv to wear tefillin or not, whether you have to shake a lulav or not, you're not sure. But once the Torah dictates that there's an obligation in the case of suffix to go ahead and perform the mitzvah, even though the guy really might not be chayv, but since that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated to do, that itself it creates a certain level of kedusha. But Tam, he or who, kevin shetzarach lasos al pi Torah mipnei suffix, since the Torah requires us to encounter, engage in this mitzvah because of that suffix, you're fulfilling the will of Hashem. The will of God is that when there's a suffix, you do this mitzvah. Suffix deraisa luchumra, you have to go ahead and do this. That's fulfilling ratzon Hashem. That's even though you think you might not be chayiv, but once you're following the rules of Hashem, that's considered vadai now. B'zeh dugmas kim hamitzvah shel yomtiv sheni shegalios. As we know, in Chutz Laretz, we keep 2 days of yomtiv. And this is a fulfillment, this is an example of that. Shetiknu chachamim rak mipnei asafik. We don't know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So they kept 2 days, and they didn't find out Chutz Laretz for a long time to know when the Rosh Chodesh was. They keep 2 days Pesach, 2 days of Sukkot, and so on. So even though the Yom Tov Sheni is only a suffix, but that was the establishment, we go ahead and see brachas. We don't say it's a bracha v'atala. We say Kiddush, and we say the bracha, we ben shalulav, and we ben shazukah. We do all these things a second time, even though there's a suffix. Because the din is that once you're fulfilling Ratzon Hashem, and this is considered Ratzon Hashem, that itself has a kedusha that's chal. V'ayin b'gemara Shabbos daf chav gimel min aleph, shemefur Hashem demevarchen asher kedushanam b'mitzvos of afilu asafik mitzvah midirbanim. Even though there's a safik, even though Yom Tov Sheni is a safik, we still go ahead and say a bracha. That shows us that we view a safik as a vadai, and there's real kedusha, there's a real key mitzvah. But lo choshishin l'safik bracha v'tal. We're not concerned you're saying a bracha then shem Hashem in vain. Shulai ain't a mitzvah. Maybe it's not really a mitzvah. It's Yom Tov Sheni. I really know when the Yom Tov is. The whole thing's made up. No, we don't say that. We say that when Chacham tell you to do something, that's a fulfillment of deraisa. And the next we're going to have to just skip because there's a lot of filling ins here. It's going to take us on a lot of tangents. So we're going to just read through the bold just to get through this. He quotes a bunch of marmakomos. Chutz mi demai, the rov am he'aretz, v'yun ma'ash kasafti ba'zeh halacha b'chidushai, dugmas ma'ash kasaf b'tshuvas haran, dekei v'chim esafek, tzarech latzeis chashiv kuvade. So again, you want to look at the birum for some interesting marmakomos, but in the end of the day, when there's a safek, and we have to go ahead and fulfill it because of the safek, that's considered as if we're doing kuvade. And we should never think that, it's a Yom Tov Sheni is a joke, that's a joke, this is a joke. No, it's really considered a fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem. And that, what's the relevance here to the sugyas of Maseches Brachos? So he writes, V'chein mashma lashon gemar brachos daf beis amin beis. V'fi mashma sover shizman lekros kriyashma maschil bisha shekidash ayom be'er Shabbos. When the earliest time you could say Shema? One of the opinions is, the moment Shabbos begins, Erev Shabbos. When does it begin? Hainu bein ha-shmashos kepeirish Rashi Sham, which is Shkia, which is a time of Safik. We don't really know if it's Yom or Laila. That's when it begins. Shizman zeh rak Safik imhu Laila. V'afal pi kein karoi zman zeh shekfar kadash ayom. The Kedusha Shabbos v'adayis. Wait a second. Bein ha-shmashos is only a Safik where the Shabbos has begun. It might be daytime. It might not be nighttime. And yet still, the Gemara calls that Kiddush Hayom. So we see that there's a concept that Safik is viewed as vaday, and there's real kedusha legabe Shabbos, legabe mitzvahs, legabe brachos, legabe everything. Ulefiza, according to this, yotei hagdara michudashis. There's a new definition, a new understanding. Shehafa pisha kedusha Shabbos kvi v'kaima meis Hashem isbarach. We know every single week it's part of the cycle. Shabbos comes every seventh day. There's nothing we to do to change that. That's the way the world is created. It's kvi v'kaima. It's set. It's established. Lumas Kedushas Mu'adim, in contrast to Yantif, She Yisrael Kedushinim Lizmanim, where we create Kedushas Yantif. Shabbos, we don't create. It already exists. It's already absolute. Aval Al Shas Bein Hashmashel Shel Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos, the Shkia period of Shabbos, Yesh Lomer Gama Kedushas Shabbos, what he's saying here is that yes, Tseis HaKochavim is Vade Shabbos, and that's Kedusha Kvi V'Kaima. But the Bein HaShmashos time period, which is only a Suffolk, we actually can sanctify it. We have an ability to be Makdish that time frame after the Bashar HaShal Si Kvi V'Kaima. Even though the rest of Shabbos, the moment Tseis comes, that's Kvi V'Kaima. That already exists, that's absolute. We can't change that. But the beginning of Shabbos, we actually can create. It's like Tosefta Shabbos as well, where we create the Shabbos. So he says, Aval HaChurma the Suffolk Shabbos Bein HaShmashos Hu MiYisrael. The establishment that we took upon ourselves to keep Bein HaShmashos, which is Suffolk day, Suffolk night, we took upon ourselves to already begin Shabbos at that point. That's our contribution to Shabbos. V'heim Machnisin Sekedusha Zeu. And we're able to increase the Kedusha, to add the Kedusha into that time frame. Whenever we take upon ourselves, we decide we're machmir to do a particular mitzvah, although we don't have to. It's nasa mitzvah v'yesh bo kedusha. We actually can create mitzvahs. We can create kedusha. So whenever we take upon ourselves something, whether that's a chumra, whether it's a minug, whether it's a din derabanan, whether it's a din deraisa, whatever it is, whatever we're makabel upon ourselves, we are actually creating real kedusha. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.